You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. Thousands of people will be buying lottery tickets for tonight's Mega Millions drawing. It has a grand prize of $1.1 billion. Louisiana Lottery spokesperson Dustin Anison says it's one of the largest jackpots in United States history.
It has a cash value of $648.2 million. And it's now the second largest jackpot in the history of the game and third largest U.S. lottery jackpot.
Anison says lottery players love big jackpots, including individuals who might buy a lottery ticket once or twice a year.
Mega Millions sales in Louisiana through this jackpot run, which began on April the 19th, are nearly $16.8 million. And just in the last week alone, we've had more than $7 million in Mega Millions sales.
Anison says they ask individuals to play responsibly, and if you're going in with a large group, make sure you decide beforehand how you would split up the jackpot winnings. He says billion-dollar jackpots result in a frenzy with individuals buying tickets, which is good for the state.
25 cents of every dollar spent on lottery games is transferred to the state treasury and is used for K-12 education across our state.
Mike the Tiger at LSU could soon become a movie star. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
Writer-director Matthew Perkins says the film is loosely based on his experience as Ugga at the University of Georgia.
It's a sports comedy about a quarterback who loses his scholarship to LSU and then sort of reinvents himself as the mascot.
And when Georgia dropped the ball, LSU intercepted, and it'll soon be lights, camera, action on campus this fall.
Yeah, you'll see us on the sidelines at a few games.
And in addition to featuring Mike the Tiger, thanks to name, image, and likeness deals, you'll see student-athletes on the screen as well. I'm Brooke Thorington.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has signed an ordinance that partly reverses a citywide ban on police use of facial recognition software. She had pushed for changes in the ban 2 years ago when crime was low, but now that it's high, police must get a judge's approval to use software in cell phone surveillance towers. They may use them to investigate up to 39 different types of crime.